And we've been following the news today of the death of Thomas Eric Duncan, the first Ebola patient diagnosed in the U.S. In a statement, officials at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas said he fought courageously in this battle. Well, in a Spanish hospital, Teresa Romero is still fighting. She's the nurse's aide who contracted Ebola after caring for a Spanish priest. And now the Madrid government plans to euthanize her dog Excalibur. That's led to a social media movement and protests outside the family apartment where the dog is quarantined. There's also a petition on change.org, people who want the dog studied. Peter Hudson is director of the Huck Institutes of the Life Sciences at Penn State University. He studies transmission of diseases from animals to humans. He joins us by Skype. And Dr. Hudson, your thoughts on quarantining the family dog, but killing it before it's even tested?
Well, I would find that surprising. I think they really should test it. And it's relatively straightforward to test to see if it has the virus. We do know that dogs do get exposed, and there was a study back in Gabon in 2002 where they looked at it and they found that dogs had indeed been exposed to infection, but we don't know whether they're actually shedding the virus and could possibly infect humans or even other dogs.
And this dog potentially could be studied to find that out. And do you think it's possible to handle a dog safely? I mean, they are saying they're taking an abundance of caution, but couldn't you isolate and study a dog as much as you could isolate a human? The husband is saying, are you going to kill me too?
I think it would be very easy for them to quarantine the dogs. There should be facilities to do that, to take samples from the dog, to check the dog for a period and see, first of all, whether it's been exposed and secondly, whether it has the virus. It would be relatively straightforward. I wouldn't go and kill the dog.
But USA Today is reporting that it isn't known how long the Ebola virus can last in dogs.
Well, we don't actually know that dogs even become infected with it. We only have this one study that was conducted in Gabon where people found that dogs had been exposed to it, so they had antibodies to the virus. Other than that, we do not know anything about the effect of Ebola on dogs.
Yeah.
There's a very interesting parallel which has been going on in East Australia at the moment with the Hendra virus, and that is a virus I work on, that's spilling over from the flying foxes. Very similar to the situation with this Ebola. Gets to horses, and we have had a dog that sniffed a dead horse and became infected. So in that instance, there's a very similar parallel because people are worried about dogs then being sources of infection for this Hendra virus.
Well, and it sounds as if that's being studied there, and you and others like Peter Cowan, a veterinarian at North Carolina State University, are saying study this dog in that way. But just quick thoughts on where Ebola might have come from, because some think it is from the fruit bat, but it could be from other animals. There have been records of other animals, a porcupine, for instance, getting Ebola.
Yeah, there is a number of animals we know become infected, gorillas, chimpanzees. There have been cases where pigs have become infected with the Ebola virus as well. So we know it gets into some wildlife species. We know that people probably eat some of those animals and get infected themselves in previous outbreaks. But in this outbreak, we do believe it came from fruit bats, that it spilt over from the fruit bats and infected this little girl. And I hear the story that she was playing in a tree where there were fruit bats.
Oh, dear.
So she could have become infected, and that could have initiated it.
Well, but now you are joining the other voices saying we have an opportunity to learn about dogs in Ebola. So why not do that? Peter Hudson, director of the Huck Institutes of the Life Sciences at Penn State University. Dr. Hudson, Peter, thank you.
You're very welcome.